AP News, I'm Shelley Adler. President Biden has signed the budget bill to avoid a government shutdown. The deal funds the government at current levels and provides $100 billion in disaster aid, along with $10 billion in agricultural assistance to farmers. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
It funds the government, of course, until March of 2025. That was a big priority for us. This is America First legislation because it allows us to be set up to deliver for the American people.
The deal does not include an increase in the government's borrowing limit, which President-elect Donald Trump insisted on. The House approved the budget by a vote of 366-34. It was passed by the Senate by an 85-11 vote after midnight. Let's stay in Washington and another federal judge appointed by Joe Biden.
President Biden secures the 235th judicial confirmation of his presidency that exceeds his predecessor Donald Trump's total by one. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer teed up votes Friday on two California district judges, and they were the last judicial confirmations this year before Congress adjourns and makes way for a new Republican-led Senate.
We're proud of this milestone, not only because of the number, but because of what it means. It means our bench is now far more balanced in its expertise, experiences, and qualifications.
Democrats put extra emphasis on the federal courts following Trump's far-reaching first term when he filled three seats on the Supreme Court. Biden filled one. I'm Julie Walker.
Overseas, officials say the death toll in Germany is five after a Saudi doctor drove into a Christmas market Friday. 200 people were injured. 41 of them are in serious or very serious condition. Prosecutors say the suspect is a 50-year-old Saudi doctor. This is AP News.
I'm Walter Ratliff with the Religion Minute. On Monday, a 15-year-old shot and killed a teacher and a fellow student before killing herself at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison, Wisconsin.
In spite of tragedy, God is working.
Barbara Weirs, the school's elementary and communications director, says she sees the attacks through the lens of her faith in Jesus.
He will turn our mourning into joy again.
Weirs says she's trying to stay in tune to what her faith says should be the reaction to this week's shooting. A few young women are resisting trends and moving toward religious life as nuns. The average age of American nuns is 80 years old, but each year there are between 100 and 200 young women entering religious vocations in the U.S.
Especially if you're wearing a habit, like everyone knows in some way of like you're living a different life than everyone else.
24-year-old Zoe Stapleton says she was inspired by the life of faith she witnessed.
I feel like I'm able to love in the most radical way because I see them loving radically.
I'm Walter Ratliff.
And I'm Shelley Adler, AP News.